Super Bowl 50 kicks off tomorrow. And to give us his thoughts on the game, we say a very good morning to the Sunday Recovery Session to Steve Salisbury. Hey, Steve.
Steve-o.
Good morning, buddy.
How are you, mate?
Yeah.
Excited?
Not too bad. Yeah, I am, actually. It's kind of been an interesting week leading up to the game. You usually have a lot of real intriguing storylines. I mean, I don't know that we have all of that. What we've got is the most intriguing storyline is the quarterbacks in this game. You've got really the most dynamic young player in the game right now in Cam Newton, who's had just a magical season, really. And he's going against Peyton Manning, who's one of the elder statesmen of the game and going to go down as one of the top 10 quarterbacks of all time. And so it really becomes, they're typically in the Super Bowl. Typically, you do take a look at the quarterbacks, and there are some storylines around each of these guys. I mean, number one, is this the last game that Peyton Manning plays? I say it is. I think he's alluded to that. How can he cap his career? You know, can he actually go out and defy the odds and beat this Carolina team? And then you look at Cam Newton, and it's like, look, Cam Newton's he's going to be your MVP. If they win the game tomorrow, he'll probably be the MVP of the game. He'll finish at 18-1, have two MVPs in the same season. Where does he go from here? You know, can he keep that up? So there's a lot of fun stuff there. There's been some other things. There's a guy named Rodney Harrison, who's a former player. And Rodney now works for NBC Sports, and he was on the Dan Patrick Show during the week. And he was asked the question, how do you stop Cam Newton? He goes, oh, what you do is you take him out. You aim for the knee. So, I mean, that is one way you could do it, right? I mean, I suppose you could also hijack him and kidnap him and take him someplace else. But as you might expect, that was met with a bit of disdain. Thomas Davis, who's actually going to play tomorrow with a broken arm, you know, came out and said, how on earth could anybody ever, seriously say that they would take a player out? You get this fool off the TV. Well, the reason that fool is on the TV is because he says things like that. So, it's going to be, it'll be a good game. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it could go one of two ways. I mean, it's funny. I had a dream last night about how this thing ends up. And I had said during the week that I was that I thought that Denver could do it, and I still think Denver can do it. But it's—I'll tell you what—Carolina has got so many different ways that they can beat a team, and Denver. Every time you talk about whether or not Denver can win this game, it's like, well, if Denver does this, and if they can get a couple turnovers, and if this, and if that. With Carolina, you say, well, geez, if they just get out to a lead, as they've done in pretty much every game during the season, they're going to be in pretty good shape. So. It will be entertaining. Joe Montana's going to do the coin. He'll be one of the people doing the coin flip. You got Coldplay performing at halftime. You got
Beyonce.
Is Beyonce going to do it at halftime as well? You've got Lady Gaga, I think, singing the national anthem. There'll be all kinds of prop bets that you can get through our betting partners. So it's the biggest annual day in American sport, and it's going to be a good time. There's a lot of different venues around Melbourne where you can go and watch the game and join in the fun.
Steve-O, I was quickly going to say, is Peyton Manning the oldest quarterback to play in a Super Bowl at 39 years of age?
Oldest to play in a quarterback. He's about 6 weeks, 7 weeks shy of his 40th birthday. From memory, he's probably going to be the oldest. I know that John Elway probably the oldest to start a Super Bowl. I mean, I may have that wrong. Someone like Earl Morrill or someone like that back in the 60s or 70s may have been older. But I'm thinking... He probably may be. He's probably eclipsed his boss, John Elway, who I think at either 38 or 39 won Super Bowl 33 for the Broncos and then rode off into the sunset. So, yeah, he's right up there age-wise.
Great effort.
Good on you, Steve. Thanks, mate. Enjoy the game.
Hey, Steve-O.
All right, boys. Take it easy.